From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 13th, 2015. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Wyndham Journal, following a 10-month state police investigation, felony charges have been filed against Wyndham Town Supervisor Stacy Post. Post was arrested Monday, January 12th, on charges of eavesdropping and possession of eavesdropping devices. She surrendered to state police in Cairo and was arraigned in Athens Town Court before Judge James H. Robinson, Jr. Post entered a plea of not guilty. She was represented by attorney Dennis Schlecker of Albany. If convicted, Post faces 1 to 4 years in state prison. Quote, "We intend to vigorously and fully defend these charges," unquote, Schlecker said. The former Wyndham police chief was released on her own recognizance and ordered to return to court January 22nd. Post served as Wyndham's police chief before she assumed the office of supervisor in January 2014. State police investigators raided Post's home and seized a computer from her town hall office 3 months later in March 2014. Read the full story in the Wyndham Journal. The Daily Freeman is reporting the average retail gasoline price in New York State fell another 8.9 cents per gallon last week, settling at $2.61 Sunday, January 11th. In the Catskill-Hudson area, prices Tuesday averaged $2.55 for a gallon of 87-octane unleaded, according to GasBuddy.com. The national average also fell last week to $2.12 on Sunday, the lowest rate since May 9, 2009. New York State's average gas price Sunday was $1.08 per gallon lower than the same day a year ago, and 42.5 cents lower than a month ago. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential, labor leaders and activists rallied hundreds of people in support of public education on the Great Western Staircase Monday, January 12th. The demonstrators called on Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and lawmakers to close what speakers described as a growing gap between affluent and poor school districts. Speakers included representatives of the New York State United Teachers, the United Federation of Teachers, and the American Federation of Teachers, as well as Reverend Dr. William Barber, a minister who leads the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP. Quote, "We don't need to be following ALEC. We don't need to be following the Koch brothers' scheme of privatizing public schools," unquote, Barber said. Quote, "We don't need to watch them siphon public dollars and give it to their private friends. Public education is as American as our love for freedom," unquote. A Cuomo spokesman said, in effect, the state is already throwing a lot of money at the problem. See, the reported data from the State Budget Division shows state aid per pupil in high-needs districts has increased $591 in the past 5 years, while the per pupil state aid in low-needs districts increased nearly $300. The largest increase has been seen in average-need districts, where per pupil state aid increased $750 during that same period. The crowd also heard from numerous Democrats in both legislative houses, including Senate Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins and Assemblywoman Kathy Nolan, who chairs the Chamber's Education Committee. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high near 16, Tuesday night mostly clear with a low around negative 3, with a light northwest wind. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 24, wind chill values as low as a negative 3, Wednesday night mostly clear with a low around 10. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 27, Thursday night mostly cloudy with a low around 16. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 32, Friday night partly cloudy with a low around 10. Sunrise today was at 7:22 a.m. and sunset today is at 4:46 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 24 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the second Tuesday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Cairo Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Cairo, 622-3120. The Catskill Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Chatham Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Chatham High School, 50 Woodbridge Ave in Chatham, 391-2400. The Chatham Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at 488 Route 295 in Chatham, 392-3262. The Copaic Land Use Review Committee is at 7 p.m., the Board of Ethics at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Coxsackie Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Reed Street in Coxsackie, 731-2727. The Durham Chamber meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81, East Durham, 239-8260. The Lexington Planning Board meeting is at 8 p.m. at Town Hall, 3542 Route 42 in Lexington, 989-6476. The Stuyvesant Trails Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant, 758 6248. The Koksaki Athens Central School District Public Forum is at 6:30 p.m. at Koksaki Middle School, 24 Sunset Boulevard in Koksaki, 731-1700. The first of two public forums for community comment and questions concerning the proposed grade reconfiguration of the district's elementary schools. Note, due to inclement weather, the second forum has been rescheduled to Tuesday, January 20th. And the WGXC Fundraising Advisory Committee is at 6 p.m. at the WGXC Hudson Studio, 704 Columbia Street, Hudson, 697-7400. This group provides leadership with respect to fundraising events and major donor gifts for WGXC 90.7 FM. This has been the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 13th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.